Have you ever spent hours agonizing over a decision that should have taken minutes? Anne Bogle was preparing for a trip to Nashville to work on her book about overthinking when she found herself obsessively checking weather forecasts instead of completing important pre-trip tasks. The irony wasn't lost on her. She was overthinking while writing a book about not overthinking. This mental habit isn't just careful consideration. It's the wasteful expenditure of mental energy on things that don't deserve it. It manifests as ruminating about past events we can't change, fretting disproportionately about minor issues, or second-guessing simple choices until we're paralyzed. Research shows women suffer disproportionately from overthinking, partly due to biological differences in brain activity and social conditioning. The cost extends beyond mental distress. It carries a substantial opportunity cost, depleting cognitive resources needed for meaningful pursuits. The good news? Overthinking isn't an unchangeable personality trait, but a habit we can break with the right strategies. Overthinking often escapes our notice. Watch for warning signs. Repeatedly postpone decisions, seeking excessive options, reviewing information you already have, fearing wrong choices, and second-guessing completed decisions. Ironically, our strengths, intelligence, curiosity, and thoroughness can fuel overthinking when combined with information overload and perfectionism. The solution starts with reality checks, accepting that perfect solutions rarely exist and most decisions have both pros and cons. Taking action breaks the overthinking cycle. Software developers use minimum viable product, building imperfect products quickly to test what works, freeing us from first attempt perfectionism. Like motorcycles needing speed for stability, our decision-making often requires momentum rather than hesitation. While purposeful waiting has its place for serious decisions, there's a point when waiting becomes procrastination. Choosing between two good options is difficult because there may be no right answer. Sometimes we just need to pick one and proceed. Other times, we pretend not to know what to do because we don't want to do it. When Bogle experienced a vibrating hotel room, she delayed calling the front desk for hours, despite knowing it was her only solution. When she finally acted, the problem was fixed in minutes. Taking action, even when uncomfortable, beats overthinking. Clear values simplify decision-making. People who don't overthink regularly reference their values when explaining choices. These values clarify objectives and shape where we focus attention and energy. A retired teacher prioritizes proximity to home because she values neighborhood community. This insight helped Bogle's family choose a nearby school, resulting in a more connected lifestyle. Values also guide how we spend time and money. Bogle and her husband value showing up for people, believing in-person presence is irreplaceable. This directs their decisions about travel and visits, even when inconvenient. As a friend told them, if you care, you'll be there. However, we must fact-check ourselves by examining whether our behavior aligns with stated values. Inconsistency between claimed values and actual living prevents decisions from flowing naturally. You don't need immediate clarity about your values. You can live your way into it by observing where you currently allocate resources. Overthinking manifests not just in our thoughts, but also in our actions and habits. While basic organizational tasks might feel like time wasters in the moment, they actually function as sanity makers, preventing future stress. Completing the cycle, finishing what you start in a timely manner, is crucial. When cycles remain open, they consume mental energy as jobs in progress. This means sorting mail immediately, paying bills when received, putting keys in a designated spot, filing papers promptly, and properly putting away groceries and laundry. Physical clutter directly impacts mental function and can trigger overthinking. Our physical bodies play a crucial role too. Caffeine, hunger, and sleep deprivation can all trigger overthinking. Taking genuine breaks throughout the day is essential because thinking is hard work, and a tired brain easily becomes an overthinking brain. Avoid fake breaks like checking email or scrolling social media. Instead, opting for truly restorative activities, reading, walking, calling friends, exercising, or simply sitting quietly. Our lives reflect what we persistently think about. Where we place our attention directly affects how we experience the world and who we become. As Winifred Kolliger writes, your life is the creation of what you focus on and what you don't. The power lies in knowing we can choose our thoughts. Rumination, repetitively rechewing thoughts without seeking solutions, hijacks our focus and creates cycles of negativity. When overthinking takes root, it generates anxiety disproportionate to the situation. Fortunately, we can redirect our attention effectively. Studies show distraction works well. Most cravings last only 3 to 5 minutes, and just 8 minutes of distraction can break the overthinking cycle. Reading, calling friends, or playing games can help. Physical movement is particularly effective, changing perspective, boosting energy, reducing stress, and improving mood. Activities requiring concentration work best by fully occupying your mind. While perfect thought control isn't possible, consistent practice strengthens positive mental habits. Our mental energy depletes with each decision we make, leading to decision fatigue, that overwhelming state where our ability to choose wisely breaks down. The solution isn't endless freedom, but strategic limitation. By creating routines and automatic but decisive patterns of behavior, we preserve mental bandwidth for what truly matters. Food decisions consume surprising mental energy. Many high performers eat nearly identical meals daily, while families benefit from structured approaches like meal matrices, meatless Mondays, Taco Tuesdays. Clothing choices similarly drain our decision-making capacity. President Obama wore only gray or blue suits, explaining, "I don't want to make decisions about what I'm eating or wearing because I have too many other decisions to make." For infrequent decisions, limiting yourself to just one source can be transformative, while setting specific times for recurring activities eliminates constant scheduling deliberations. Too many women police their small treats, constantly questioning, "Should I? Is it worth it?" We postpone or skip joys, even feeling guilty about necessary pleasures. Iris Murdoch writes, "One of the secrets of a happy life is continuous small treats, and if some of these can be inexpensive and quickly procured, so much the better. These should be highly individual: a lavender bath on a Tuesday, a square of dark chocolate after dinner, or a Saturday morning hike." One effective way to bring good things into our lives is making them habitual. Put recurring decisions on autopilot, deciding once and enjoying the benefits indefinitely. Bogle made a rule: buy flowers at Trader Joe's unless the selection is truly tragic. Now they go straight into her cart, no decision required. Simple abundance is a frame of mind, not something purchased. It can be reading a novel, relaxing with tea, or noticing neighborhood flowers. The point is peace and joy. Overthinking is lose-lose. We're doubly enriched when we stop thinking ourselves out of happiness.